The Lansing City Council voted Wednesday night to take back their April 3rd decision to call Lansing a sanctuary city. The vote was 5-2, with the two votes against rescinding sanctuary status coming from Kathy Dunbar and Tina Houghton. Councilmember Jessica Yorko was not present. The meeting lasted nearly 4 hours and included several hours of public comment. Throughout the evening, a few attendees had to be removed from the room, and there was more disruption after the vote.
I'm going to leave in protest.
Around
all these spineless people.
Go, you snowflake.
Sam Englott lives in Lansing and said that the council's decision was shameful.
I think that Lansing should remain a sanctuary city. It is, thanks to the mayor's executive order. I'm disappointed with the actions of the council tonight. I think it shows some weakness. I think it shows their lack of spine in a lot of ways. And I wish that tonight had really never happened.
It was a gross overreach to try and make it a sanctuary city.
That's Karen Macchiarlotti-Waldron. She came to the meeting with fellow members of West Michigan Patriots for Trump, a group based in Grand Rapids.
As you heard the president and several other people say, that isn't their place. That was the mayor's place to do that. That is not their resolution to do. They can say they're a welcoming city. And in that, I think that the people got what they wanted. They just didn't get the word they wanted.
Kathy Dunbar is one of the council members who advocated for Lansing's sanctuary status.
Ultimately, we're still a sanctuary city. Sanctuary is defined by practices. It's not defined by a term. I'm disappointed that folks changed their mind. I'm disappointed that I didn't get a clear answer as to why they changed their minds, but that's their right. I think it is a sad message to flip and flop the way that we did. I think it does expose us to scrutiny on a national level that is not going to be kind, but ultimately, we're still a sanctuary city.
For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.